topic, the parable of hiring for mutual encouragement.
今天这节正道我想用雇工的这个比喻来做彼此勉励。
Please turn to Matthew chapter 20.
我们一起翻开马太福音第二十章。
Matthew chapter 20 verse 1 to 16.
马太福音第二十章第一节到十六节。
Matthew chapter 20 verse 1.
我们来看马太福音第二十章第一节。
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. Verse 2.
第二节。
Now when he had agreed with the laborers for denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. Verse 3.
第三节。
And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace. Verse 4.
第四节。
And said to them,You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right, I will give you. So they went. Verse 5.
第五节。
Again, he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour and did likewise. Verse 6.
第六节。
And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and said to them, Why have you been standing here idle all day? Verse 7.
第七节。
They say to him, Because no one hires us. He said to them, You also go into the vineyard, and whatever is right,you will receive. Verse 8.
第八节。
So when the evening had come, the landowner, the owner of the vineyard, said to his steward, Call the laborers and give them their wages, beginning with the last to the first. Verse 9.
第九节。
And when those came who hired about the 11th hour, they each received denarius. Verse 10.
第十节。
And when the first came, they supposed that they will receive more, and likewise, receive each a denarius. Verse 11.
十一节。
And when they had received it, they complained against the landowner. Verse 12.
十二节。
Saying, These last men have worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us, who borne the burden and the heat of the day. Verse 13.
十三节。
But he answered one of them and said, Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Do you not agree with me?For a denarius. Verse 14.
14节。
Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Verse 15.
15节。
Is it not lawful for me to do what I wished with my own things? Or is your eye evil because I am good? Verse 16.
16节。
So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen. Here, Lord Jesus Christ told this parable to his disciples.
在这里主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
And this parable is connected from Matthew chapter 19.
这个比喻其实是
Verse 16 to verse 30.
连接着马太福音十九章十六节到三十节的这段比喻。
In that incident in Matthew chapter 19, there was a rich man. He fell behind.To the last place in the race because he did not place Jesus Christ as first priority.
在马太福音十九章十六节这里记载着一个富有的少年人，他在这追求神国的路上，等于到了变成了最后一位。
Because he did not put God, Lord Jesus Christ as first place.
因为他没有把主耶稣摆在他生命中的第一位。
And however, the disciple were able to become the first in the place.In the race was because they forsake everything and follow Jesus.
那主耶稣的门徒之所以在这个在这次的比赛中能够在前面，是因为他们把主耶稣摆在第一位。
And so the young man left. And so in chapter 20, verse 1, Jesus talking to his disciple.
那所以等到这个少年人走了以后，主耶稣就开始跟他的门徒讲话。
And what Jesus saying this was to focus on Peter's question, saying that.You know, we have forsake everything. What shall we have in the future? Or what shall we have?
主耶稣回答的问题其实是回答彼得所问的，如果我们把一切都放弃了以后，我们将来会有什么呢？
So Lord Jesus Christ told them there are three blessings they will have.
那主耶稣就告诉他们，有他们会有三样的祝福。
And in Matthew chapter 19, verse 30, Jesus said that they are the first.
那首先在马太福音十九章第三十节这里主耶稣告诉他们会将要在前。
However, chapter 20 verse 1, why Jesus telling this parable to the disciples?
那首先在这边为什么主耶稣把这个比喻告诉门徒
First, we have to understand what this parable, the representation, representation means.
我们要首先明白这个比喻的象征意义。
The vineyard represents the kingdom of God.
这个葡萄园代表着神的国。
It can also refer to church.
也可以代表着教会。
This master represents, or the landowner represents God.
那这个葡萄园主就象征着代表着神。
And the laborers, who are hired at different times represent God called people at different times.
在不同时间被这个原主雇来的工人象征着在不同时间被神招来的信徒。
Some people are hired 6 o'clock in the morning, some people are hired 9 o'clock in the morning, noontime, 3 p.m. and 5 p.m.
有些人是早晨6点钟被雇来的，有些人是中午，有些人是下午，有些人是晚上。
Now, to understand the mystery of this parable, I'd like to ask three questions and answer these three questions.
为了让我们能够明白这个比喻的深奥之处，我想问三个问题，也想回答三个问题。
First, why the master gave everyone a denarius each to each person?
首先，为什么这个原主给每一个工人都是一天一钱银子
？One denarius represent one day's of wages.
这个一钱银子代表着一天的工价。
And the master.Said to the people who work, who start working at 5 p.m., saying that just go to work, I'll pay you what is right.
在这这个清早的时候，这个主人告诉那时候的工人，告诉他们说，你们先开始工作吧，我到时候会付给你们所当给的。
And when he paid one denarius.
那当他在付这个工钱的时候，他付了一钱银子。
The master could have just paid them one twelfth of the wage.
他在那时候其实可以给他付十二分之一的价格。
For example, if one day's wage is 120, divided by 12, the master could pay him $10, and that's fair.
比如说他如果一天的工价是120钱银子，他可以这个主人可以只付十钱银子。
十块钱，
十块钱。
So, the master.Know that they have the need that if I pay them $10 a day, $10 for that hour, how could they have used the $10 to feed their family and feed themselves?
这个家主明白说以这些来找工作的人是有一个需要才会过来工作的。然后如果这个主人只付给他那么十块钱的话，他们还是要想办法用这十块钱去养家糊口。
And so in Matthew chapter 20, verse 15.
所以我们来看马太福音第二十章第十五节。
We can see that the master said that I'm good. I am good.
这里这个主人说我是好人。
So this master is doing this out of his mercy and kindness.
所以这个主人其实是凭着他一颗非常善良慈善的心来做这件事情。
So what does this mean in our life?
那这个对我们现今生活又是什么意思呢？
Actually, the Lord treated us everyone the same.
意思就是其实主耶稣对待我们每一个人都是一样的。
For example,
比如说
let's say I'm younger. I committed 50 crimes in my life.
好。比如说我现在还蛮年是一个年轻人，然后我犯了50项罪项。
And let's say somebody older commit 500.
然后我们再想象有另外一个比我年长的人已经犯了500项罪项。
And in order to go to heaven,
但为了要
the master say God said, okay, I forgive Jason 50 sins and forgive you 500 sins.
那为了让我们都可以去天国，这个主人跟我们讲说，年轻人，我原谅你做的这50样错误，然后我也原谅这个年长人做的500项错误。
But if the master decides, okay, I want to do this way, forgive Jason 50 and forgive you 50, but you have still 450 sins left. Now think about, can you go to heaven?
那如果假设下，如果这个主人其实只原谅了年轻人五十项，然后原谅那个年长人50项，你觉得那个年长人还剩下450项的罪恶可以去天国吗
？So we can see that it was our God's goodness, kindness, He forgave completely, so that these people can, this laborer can make a living and survive.
所以从这里我们看到，其实这个主人就完全是凭着一颗非常善良、非常有怜悯的心，让所有这些工人都可以领到钱养家糊口。
And this one denarius can also represent the reward that God is going to give it to us.
这一钱银子也可以代表着神到时候会给我们的奖励。
In Matthew chapter 19, verse 27.
在马太福音十九章第二十七节
Peter asks, we have forsake all and follow you. What will we get?
在这里彼得问主耶稣说看哪我们已经撇下所有的跟从你将来我们要得什么呢
Actually, anybody who forsake all, not just Peter, okay? Anybody who forsake all, they will also receive from verse 28 to verse 29.
其实、不仅仅是彼得只要任何撇下所有跟从主耶稣的人都会得到主耶稣在二十八节和二十九节这边讲到的东西
And these three blessings, actually,We needed it in our daily life.
这三样祝福都是我们日常生活中非常需要的。
Verse 28, that, it says that we shall sit with Christ and reign with him.
在二十八节这里讲到说我们到时候会坐在他荣耀的宝座上面。
This is actually referring to in this life, we shall walk with God.
这象征着在今生我们会与神一起工我们会为神工作。
We have heard that, when we have heard people talking about when is the thousand years kingdom?
我们有时候听人说什么是千年的国度。
In thousand years kingdom, we shall reign with Christ, right?
千年的国度，我们就会与神一起做这个荣耀的宝座。
And we say it's now, in the time of grace.
然后我们说，其实是这个时候，是这个恩典的时代。
We are sitting with Christ, judging, meaning taking care of administration, serving brothers and sisters. This is sitting.On the throne with Christ.
我们现在就是在与人子坐在他的荣耀的宝座上面。
And everybody need work.
每个人都需要工作。
If there's no work, we feel empty.
如果没有工作的话，我们感到空虚。
So this is one of the promises that God gave it to us.
所以这是神的应许的其中
一项。In verse 29, talk about there will be many brothers and sisters. There will be love. We see love.
然后在二十九节这里讲到有很多兄弟姐妹，我们可以感受到
爱。Love something is we need every day.
爱是我们每天都需要的。
And the last one is eternal life.
那最后一点就是要得永生。
Anybody who forsake all can receive these three blessings.
任何人如果愿意抛弃一切跟随神的话，就会得到这三样祝福。
Whether we come early, we believe for a long time, or we believe for a short time.
无论我们早。无论我们是早来早很早就开始信主，或者是迟来很迟才信主，都是一样的。
When we put God first, we come and baptize. We have work to do.
只要我们先把神摆在第一位，我们过来受洗，我们就有工作可以做。
And we all what brothers sisters?
那我们都是兄弟姐
妹。You believe 10 years ago? I believe now. Just today, one person just baptized. Same amount, same number of brothers sisters.
十年前信主的和现在今天受洗信主的，我们还是都是弟兄姐妹。
Everybody have the hope of eternal life.
所有的人都有这个永生的盼望。
So this is one denarius because we need it every day. We need work. We need to do something meaningful. We need love. We need eternal life.
这是一个钱。我们需要所有这些。我们需要工作。我们需要爱。我们也需要永生。
Now, second question.
再来第二个问题。
The problem is that.The people who work at 6 a.m., they feel that it's very unfair.
这个有一个问题就是、早晨一大早就在那工作的人觉得说这是非常不公平。
The reason they feel very unfair is because I work so much. How come I get the same pay as somebody who works for 1 hour?
他们觉得不公平是因为他们觉得他们从早到晚都在工作，为什么他们所得到的报酬却跟后面才来工作的人一样呢？
I think many people feel the same way.
我觉得在座的可能也会有同感。
For example, if I work in a company from age 30 to age 60.
对 age 30. 比如说如果我是在一个公司工作从30岁工作到60岁。
And then suddenly somebody, my boss, hire a person who are 60 years old.
然后突然间我的经理又招了一个60岁的人。
And of course, he'sHealth insurance is same as mine.
那当然，这个新的员工的的一些保险等等健康保险都是跟我的一样。
But however, his salary is same as mine. Who have worked here for 30 years?
然后不仅如此，这个新的员工的工资也跟我一样，可是我已经在公司三十年了。
Or maybe his salary is even higher than me.
也说不定这个新的员工的工资比我的还高。
How do we feel?
那我们会感受如何？
We will say not fair.
我们一定会抱怨说这不公平。
He has less experience. I have more seniority than him. Why he's paying higher or same as me?
他的经验比我还少，他在这公司的时间比我还短，为什么他的酬报比我还高呢？
But in this story, in this parable, the master gave the laborer who work at 6 a.m. three reasons.
但是在这个比喻里面，这个主人，这个家主给那个抱怨的员工三个原因。
Let's first look at the first reason. Matthew chapter 20, verse 14.
我们来看第一个原因，也就是在马太福音二十章第十四节。
Verse 13. Verse 13 says, But he answered one of them said, Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Do you not agree with me for one denarius?
首先家主回答其中一个人说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的不是一钱银子吗？
In verse 2, if you read it, they already agree that you work for me for a whole day, I gave you one denarius.
在第二节我们这边已经看到了当时家主和工人讲定一天一千银子的价格。
So this is the first reason. So the master said, I did not cheat on you. We agree, the contract says so.
这是家主跟他讲的第一个理由，我并没有亏负你，我们是已经讲好了这个价格。
Same thing in the parable of, I mean not in the parable, in the previous section. You know, we forsake God, what do we get? God already told us.What we will get.
同样的，在前面我们刚才在马太福音十九章那里读到的，我们如果放弃一切跟随神，我们会得到什么呢？神已经都明明白白的告诉我们了。
Second reason.
再来第二个原因，十四节。
Take what is yours and go your way. I wish to give to this last man the same as to you. Verse 15. Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things?
所以十四节，拿你的走吧，我给那后来的和给你的一样，这是我愿意的。我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗
？So the master is saying that, hey, wait a second, hey, this is my money. I have right to spend whatever I want to.
所以这个家主等于是在阐明他这是他的钱，所以他想要怎么花这个钱，怎么用这个钱都可以。
And so today, let's turn to Roman.
那今天的话，我们来看罗马书。
Chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Roman chapter 9, verse 14.
罗马书第九章第十四节。
And to verse 15.
到十五节。
Roman chapter 9.
罗马书第九章。
Roman chapter 9, verse 14 and 15.
罗马书第九章第十四节到十五节。
Verse 14.
十四节。
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Certainly not. Verse 15.
十五节。
For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. The Lord said to Moses, you know, it's up to me to decide which one I want to show mercy and compassion.
这时候主与摩西说，我要怜悯谁就怜悯谁，我要恩待谁就恩待谁。
The Lord did not make us to commit sin.
主并没有创造我们，让我们能够去犯罪。
We decide to commit sin. So God is not obligated to say, I had to pay your debt.
罪是我们凭着自己的意思愿意去犯罪的，所以神并没有必要去赎我们罪。
So in the future, people have no right to say, how can you forgive him and did not forgive me?
所以将来任何的人都没有理由去跟神说你为什么原谅他却没有原谅我。
And the third reason that the master gave is,
家主给的第三个理由是。
Let's look at the second part of verse 15.
我们看马太福音二十章十五节的后半段。
Or is your eye evil because I am good?
因为我做好人你就眼红了吗
？So the master is trying to tell them these people who work 6 a.m. You know why you are jealous?
家主想要。
Is because I'm good?
家主想要问这些一大早就工作的人说：“你为什么嫉妒呢？是不是因为我是个好人
？”In fact, they are jealous.
确实这些人很嫉妒。
They feel like it's not fair. How come these people get more than I do, or get the same as I do, and work less?
他们觉得很不公平，为什么那些后来工作的人也得到同样的报酬？
Now comes, this is the three answers that the master gave to the people who work at 6 a.m.
所以这就是家主回答那些抱怨一大早在那工作的人的三个理由。
Now, the third question is, why do these laborers who works at 6 a.m., they become jealous, become evil.
第三个问题
because the master is good.
第三个问题就是说，为什么这些一大早就开始工作的工人，到了最后感到就红了眼，因为这个主人家主是考验
的。 Do we have that kind of experience as we serve in the church? After we serve for a while, we become jealous of others.
那我们在教会
or complain to God.
我们在教会服侍的时候，当我们服侍久了，是不是也会感到也会嫉妒，或者是向神抱怨
？I'd like to mention application parts. There are four reasons how this we can take warning from it, or why these people become evil. Four reasons why these people become evil, and how that we can take warning from it.
那我对这个为什么他们眼红有四个解释，也希望我们通过这个解释能够从中学习，应用到我们的生活中。
The first reason.
第一个原因。
People become jealous of others because as they serve God, they feel like I work for the blessing. I did not receive the blessing as the mercy of God.
人有时候会嫉妒别人，是因为他们觉得他们在为神做工的时候应该得到一定的祝福。那如果他们没有得到这个祝福，或跟别人一样的祝福，他会感到嫉妒。
Let me explain one more time. Okay. Some people, they feel like some people they work. They feel like in order to receive the grace of God, they had to work for it.
有些人觉得要得到神的祝福，他们就必须付出，要做工。
But they did not.Get it? Is that it's because of God's mercy? God gave us the blessing.
但是他们有时候没有明白到，其实神的祝福是因为神的恩典神的怜悯才会给的。
For example,
比如说
in Matthew chapter 19,
在马太福音第十九章
，Peter asks, "We have forsake all to follow you. What will we get?"
彼得在这里问主耶稣，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要
得什么呢？ What kind of attitude was that?
你觉得他这时候的心态是什么
？How will we think when we say to God, "Say, God, I forsake everything"? What will we get? What kind of attitude will we have?
当我们在问神说：“神啊，如果我抛弃一切跟随你，我们会得到什么？”的时候，这个心态是什么
？Do we think that? Oh, you see, I forsake my wealth. I forsake my time, my strength, my family, and I deserved it.To get eternal life and to give the love and respect from people, I deserve a title, a work in the church.
那时候的心态是 那时候的心态是不是说，哦，我已经放弃了这么多，撇下了我的时间、金钱等等，然后我是不是应该得到人们的尊敬，应该得到你的祝福
？Do we work for it?
我们是不是为了这个原因而去工作
？No.A lot of people feel like I work for it. I deserve eternal life because I forsake all.
所以很多人其实都是以这种心态而去奉献去工作的，因为他觉得应该得到报酬。
How is it possible we forsake some houses, some wealth, some little bit time we have, and then we get eternal life? How is it possible?
这怎么有可能？我们只放弃了一些时间，放弃了一些世上的东西，就可以得到这么好的永生呢
？But what God tried to say to us, you see, is like.In our hands, we have like a $50,000 worth of stuff.
但神要告诉我们就是，比如说我们手中有价值$50,000的东西。
God wanted to give us something whole lot better, million times more.
神想要给我们比我们手中拥有的这更好几
百倍、几千倍的东西。But in order to receive it, we have to empty our hands.
但是为了让我们能够得到他想要给我们这么大的祝福，我们先要把手中的东西放弃掉。
So when we receive $1 trillion material, can we say that I deserved it because I forsake $50,000 material?
所以当我们得到神给我们这么好的礼物的时候，我们可以说，哦，是我因为我放掉了前面那么一点点小东西，所以我才有资格得到这些。
We cannot say because we can receive the $1 trillion material wealth of stuff. It's because of God's mercy, not because we work for it.
我们并不能讲说我们是因为工作为神工作而得到这么大的奖赏，而是要意识到神所给我们的奖赏是因为他的怜悯。
Because sometimes we have people have this mentality. Those people who just believe for one day, they got cancer, they come to baptize, and then after they baptize, they receive the Holy Spirit, and they pass away. They don't have to work for God. They're so blessed.
因为有时候有些人会有一种心态在觉得很不公平，比如说有一个人得了一个重病患了癌症，然后呢过来受洗，然后得到圣灵，然后就去世了，然后觉得说这个人好像什么事情都不用做。
They go to heaven.
然后他们就可以去这个人就可以去天国。那我怎么办？
I work for 60 years.
我已经为神工作了60年。
They don't have to work. They go to heaven. And I don't even know I go to heaven.
那这个人都不用工作就可以去天国，可是呢我工作这么久也不知道我会不会去天国。
It's not fair.
这是不公平。
No, it's not like that. Remember, it's grace. It's not as we work.
并不是这样子的。我们要记住，神所给我们的一切都是恩典。
In this life, we get the same thing. We get the work, we get the love, we get eternal life.
在今生我们所得到的都一样，也就是拿到可以为他工作的机会。
But however,
有爱，也有永生的盼望。
But in future, they would have different glories. Okay, I want to clarify this.
但是在来世，在永生会有不同的荣耀。
The second reason.
那再来第二个原因。
Why people become jealous? Because they have taken God's grace for granted.
他们感到嫉妒的第二个原因，就是因为他们take it for granted. 他们
理所当然。
他们觉得拿到这个神的恩典和怜悯是理所当然的。
The people who work in 6 a.m., do they ever think about those people who have been standing outside for 11 hours? How do they feel while they were waiting?
那些从早晨6点钟开始工作的人，有没有想过那些后来进来的人其实在外面已经等了十几个小时，那他们在等了那十几个小时中的心情又是如何呢？
Those people who are waiting, you know, they worry, how am I going to earn money?And support my family.
那些在外面等待十几个小时的人，说不定一直都是很非常的焦虑，在想尽办法如何的去维持他们的生活。
But for those people who work in 6 a.m., they already got a job. They know what they will have in the future.
可是，在早晨六点钟就有工作的人，已经有了一份工作，也知道他们将来会得到什么样的报酬。
They have peace and comfort and security.
他们从早到晚都有这份平安有这份让他们能够心安。
Same thing with us, people who are baptized in TJC when they're born.
同样的，那些从小在真耶稣教会受洗的人信徒。
We already have so many brothers and sisters. We enjoy them.
我们从很小的时候就有这么多的弟兄姐妹跟我们一起分享了。
And when we're young, we can do something very meaningful for God.
在我们很小的时候就可以做一件非常为神做一件非常有意义的事情。
And from the young age, you know, we have security, we have peace. Even if we die.When we're young, we'll go to heaven.
从小的时候我们就有这份安心，这份平安。那即使很小的时候过世，也知道我们可以进天国。
But for other people, they don't know God. They suffer a lot, and then they fear death.
但是对其他的那些没有信主的人，他们其实都经历了很多痛苦。他们很害怕死亡。
And they went and had cancers, and finally they found salvation and they died. It's like catching the bus or catching the plane in the last minute. Very scary, very panicking.
在他们患了重病不治之症的时候，然后才找到神，那种感觉就好像我们马上就要耽误了一辆航班，最后一分钟才搭上去的那种感觉。
So we are so blessed, but sometimes we don't see it. The blessing we have, the work that we have, the love we receive from brother, sister, from God.
所以我们其实一直都是被神大大的祝福着，只不过有时候我们没有看见弟兄姐妹还是神给我们的爱。
People taking God's grace for granted is become like a hidden pride. Nothing big deal.
这些人把神的恩典当成是理所当然，其实是非常的自傲，觉得并没有什么。
You see, I serve more in the church. What did I get?
他们反而觉得说我在教会服侍了这么多我得到了什么。
I get the same thing as other people who just baptized today.
我得到
well, brother, sister.
我得到的是与今天才受洗的弟兄姐妹一样。
Not fair.
这不公平。
wait a second, we are totally, you know, forgot what God has given to us.
但是我们忘记了神已经给我们的恩典和祝福。
The third thing.
第三个原因。
It's because people have become greedy.
是因为这些人开始有贪比较贪心。
One classical example is Barnabas Chen.
一个很好的例子就是张巴拿巴。
I read the Holy Spirit monthly, the ancient time, the magazine.
我读了那个圣灵月刊。
Actually, it was reported that in one of the China delegate meeting, they were supposed to choose a chairman.
在这个圣灵月刊里面记载着，在有一次，中国的
NCC
信徒代表大会的时候，他们其实要选一个一个代表人，
不 chairman,
chairman
主席、
哦、主席。
And Barnabas Chen was, you know, he believed the longest among all the people. He was one of the earliest worker.
那在座的所有代表中，张巴拿巴其实是信的算是最久的其中的一个信徒。
And also, he performed a lot of miracles. He preached. He did a lot of work for God.
那当然，他也行了很多神，行了很多神迹奇事，为神做了很多的工。
He felt like he deserved to be a chairman.
他那时候可能觉得自己应该应得的就是有这个主席的职位。
But he was not elected.
但是他并没有被选中。
He doesn't feel good.
他那时候就很心里很不高兴。
On the paper, it said that he started to go to some churches and, you know, talk to people. Follow me. I'm the true one. Follow me. And so some people follow them. Follow him.
在那篇文章里面讲到说，张巴拿巴就开始去不同的教会，想要煽动其他的信徒去跟随他。
You see, when we begin to serve God, when we baptize into Jewish church, we feel like we are unworthy. I'm a sinner. How could God choose me? Give me the sonship. Give me eternal life.
在我们刚开始来信主、刚开始受洗的时候，我们觉得自己很不配作为神的儿女，不配神所赐的一切。
But after we serving for a while, and then we start to say, "Hey, how come this person only believe baptized and believe for what 5 years and he become board members?"
那可是，在我们侍奉一段时间以后，我们可能就会开始看看周围指指点点说，说这个人怎么刚受洗没多久，他就可以成为植物会议员。
And for me, I believe for 20 years, and then I become board member. How come this person only take 5 years to become board members?
可是我已经相信了20年，我才成为植物会的议员。可是这个人信了5年就可以跟我有一样的职位。这
he should be with for 20 years, just like me.
他应该等20年，就好像我等20年一样。
Or, how come this person become a preacher?
或者这个人怎么成了传道？
I believe longer than him.
我比他信的还久。
I should be a preacher, not him.
我应该是成为传道，而不是这个人。
But you see, people. But the thing is, remember, in the very beginning, we all feel like we are unworthy. We're not qualified. We don't deserve this.
但是我们
要 this is all grace of God.
但是我们要记得，在我们信主的时候，我们都同样的都觉得自己不配，然后这一切都是神的恩典。
So you see, as people serve, unknowingly they become greedy. They feel like I work for it.I deserve more. I should have more respect, more title, higher than other people.
所以在人服侍的越久的过程中，就可能越感到贪心，觉得说因为我做了这么多东西，所以我应该有更多的对别人对我的敬重，更多的地位，还有更多的恩典。
So naturally, those people start jealous of others because they see that, oh, God gave them more blessings than me. I work a lot more. How come I don't get it?
所以很自然的，这些人就开始嫉妒其他的信徒，觉得说我已经做了这么多这么久，神应该给我更多。
You know, in the Bible, there's a lot of examples. People become greedy.
那在圣经中有很多不同的例子，讲到圣经中的人物变
like corrupt rebellion.
变得更贪心，比如说可拉当。
Moses said, "God give you, you know, position to serve in that."Tabernacle, are you now trying to obtain the priesthood too?
摩西跟他们讲说，神已经祝福了你们，让你们在会幕中可以服侍。难道你们现在想要做祭司的职位吗？
So sometimes people just thinking the church world is like a ladder. I want to go higher because I serve longer.
有些人觉得在教会里面的服事工作就好像像一个阶梯，所以我们信得越久，我们就可以走得越高。
Be careful. If that's the way, we become last in the race, just like Barnabas and Chen.
但是我们要非常的谨慎。如果我们如果太骄傲、太贪心，我们就可能变到从前面到后到最后。
The fourth reason, the last reason.
最后一个。
Why these people become jealous, and how that apply to us?
这些人嫉妒的最后一个原因是。
Is that, you know, they work in a vineyard. They have the chance to be with the master for all these times, but then they are still so selfish, so self-centered. They did not learn from that master, you know, the generosity.
这些在在葡萄园里工作的这些从一早开始工作的人，其实这么多的时间都能够与家主在一起，他们并没有学习到了这家主是多么的慷慨。
Why do we serve God?
我们为什么服侍神？
Let's think about it.
我们想一想。
For some people, it's because of rewards.
有些人服侍是为了得到报偿。
But the rewards is actually what. Just think about from God's perspective. Why God wants us to do holy work?
我们如果从神的角度去想一想，我们想一下，神为什么要我们做圣工？
Was it just to give us rewards?
神让我们做圣工，为的就是能够奖赏我们吗？
I think there's something more.
我觉得应该比这还更多。
Actually, the Lord wants us to do holy work so that we can be like Him.
神要我们做圣工，为的是让我们能够更像他。
And because we are more like Him, in the future, there's more rewards.
如果我们越来越像神的话，将来的奖赏就越大。
Let me give you an illustration. What is holy work?
我们再想想看，圣工是什么？
If I, let's say, a person is a gangster.
比如说，如果一个人是一个流氓。
And then he preach, not according to word of God, but gangster way.
他如果在传福音的时候是以他那流氓或者是那些就是黑社会的方式去传道的话。
Is that holy work?
你觉得这是圣工吗？
No, it's not holy work.
这一定不是圣工。
Okay. But let's say I'm a person who work McDonald's flipping burgers.
那比如说。假设我是在麦当劳工作的一个员工，每天在那做汉堡包。
I do it for God. I do it faithfully. Whether people see or not, I do my job.
无论人家有没有看到我在做什么，我都是很忠心的在那做，然后为神做这个工作。
Is that holy work?
这是圣工吗？
Yes, it's a holy work. Because we're serving people, serving God.
是的，这是圣工，因为我们在服侍别人，我们也在服侍人。
So the important holy work is not like what we do, the things that we do, but important, do we follow according to God's way, the teaching of Bible, to do the work?
有时候做圣工并不是我们所做的那份工是什么，而是我们在做的过程中有没有遵照神所吩咐的去做。
So, when we do holy work, we keep learning God's way, God's way.
所以我们在做圣工的过程中，我们学习神的方式。
We learn more about God, and we become more like God, more like Lord Jesus, not like God, more like Lord Jesus.
所以在做圣工的同时，我们越来越了解神，主耶稣，做工的方式，然后越来越像主耶稣。
And only when we do the work according to God's way, there's reward.
只有我们在按照神的方式做工的时候，我们才会得到神给我们的奖赏。
You see, these people, right? They work for 12 hours. In the end, they're so selfish. They're still me. They become jealous.
我们看这些从六点开始工作的人，他们工作了12个小时，可是到最后，他们的心态还是非常的自私。
They cannot rejoice. Oh, I'm happy for you. Oh, that you get one denarius, you can support your family.
他并不是心里面特别的喜乐，为那些后来的人也同样可以得到一千银子而高兴。
They did not praise the master. You are so kind. I'm so happy that you do this thing.
他们也没有赞美他们的家主说，家主啊，你是多么的慷慨，你是多么的慈爱。
So they did not learn that from the master.
这些从早上开始工作的工人根本没有从他家主身上学习到这一点。
So. We need to understand that if we had the right attitude, when we work for God, we'll be joyful. The more we serve, the more joyful we become.
所以我们必须要明白，我们如果用正确的方式去做神的圣工的话，我们其实服侍的越久，我们就越喜乐。
Or, you know, if we do not have the right attitude, the more we serve, we feel like I work for my blessing, then I'll become more jealous of others. How come he doesn't work that much, but he receives more than me?
如果我们在服侍的时候心态不对的话，那我们可能服侍的越久，就越开始有抱怨，或者是越嫉妒其他的工人。
So let's turn back to Matthew chapter 20.
所以我们现在回到马太福音第二十章。
Let's look at verse 16.
我们看马太福音二十章第十六节。
It says, "So the last will be first, and the first last. For many are called, but few chosen." Please read.
这边马太福音二十章十六节，这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
What does this verse mean?
这句经节是什么意思呢?
The last will be first. The last here refer to the people who are hired at 5 p.m.
在后的将要在前，这个在后的指的是下午五点钟才被招的那些工人。
But they will become the first in the race.
但在这里说到说这个在后面招的人要将要在前。
And the first who are hired at 6 a.m. they will become last in the race.
可是在前的也就指着早晨六点钟就被招的那些工人将要在后了。
Jesus tried to tell the disciples, because the apostles, they follow Jesus the longest than anybody else, because they were chosen from the beginning.
主耶稣想要告诉他的门徒说，这些门徒是其实是从一开始就跟随主耶稣跟的最久的。
They are like the workers who work at 6 a.m.
他们就好像六点钟被凌晨六点钟被招来的那些工人。
Lord Jesus Christ told them this parable so that they can continue to run the race as the first place, not the last.
主耶稣之所以告诉他们这个葡萄园工人的比喻，是为了告诉他们提醒他们，叫他们能够一直的在前面的奔走天国路。
Lord Jesus Christ did not want the apostle, you know, you serve the longest and you have performed a lot of miracles, then feel like I should be the head of the church or I should be the leader. I should, you know, the more we serve, the longer we believe, the more humble and lower we get.
主耶稣想要告诉他们，虽然他们一开始就跟随的主耶稣，但是不想让这些门徒得到像这些早晨雇的工人的结果一样，反而要提醒他们，他们其实服侍的越久，就应该更谦卑。
And in this story, we can see that we truly need a true humility and love in order to be in the first in the race and also go to heaven.
那通过这个比喻，我们也看到，我们真的是需要有这颗谦卑、怜悯、有爱心，才可以一直保持在这个在前面。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们一起来唱诗。
415.
415首。